how did you find doing the touch diary and like paying attention to when you connected with other people? How did that feel? Did anything surprise you?
Not really, but it's a good experience and to reflect and really touching, because I have some things with touching, like if somebody touch me that I don't want them touch me, it really makes me feel, my whole body feel different. And then sometimes if you're sad and somebody give you a hug, you feel that different calming, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's really a good experience that you come up with this. That's I get to really look into really touching. That it is so important in a within a human being. You know, it's a sensitive thing where it's feelings.
And what about in your role as a carer? Like, had you thought about touch as part of your job?
Not in a sense that I really think about it, but there is times when being a carer, before being a carer, you maybe wouldn't have thought certain things. But being a carer now, you put your heart to it. Not even the job, but you put your heart to really take care of another human being. You know, you go have to touch where you never think you would want to touch. And you have to touch things that you're really never interested in touching. But that is where it bring it to being a carer. If you have the interest to really learn and really care for people when they really need a care, you know?
And do you think that your work and being a carer and providing care has changed how you think about it for yourself? Like, do you think you feel, would you feel differently about receiving help or care yourself now?
There's things where, as a woman, first, when you're younger, you think, oh, you don't want that to happen, you don't. But even now, getting older and going to doctor regular and have to take off your clothes is different, because I was very reserved on that. Being a carer, it really helps me to have more feel more secure in myself.
It must be really hard as a carer when you know someone needs that touch, and if they're, you know, if they're not consenting to it, or they don't want. Because I sometimes say that the times when I most need support are the times when I'm least able to ask for it.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's fine, but sometimes I will be resistant to that. And I think that I recognise that puts people in a really, puts the people supporting me in a really tricky situation. Because
When we become that care, I never think about it just about getting the pay and the hours or what have you. I want to enjoy doing things. I want to change people's life. You know what I mean?
One of the things that surprised me when I kept a touch diary for sort of a longer period of time, that was that I think that when I started keeping it, I was really doing that because I was thinking about touch in relation to challenging behaviour. What was funny and what was surprising to me when I kept a touch diary for a week was that actually I get touched all the time, but most of it has nothing to do with challenging behaviour.
Yeah.
Most of the touch that I experience is about moving or washing or eating or playing, biscuit. And actually the touch from challenging behaviour was a small part of it, but I think biscuit, because of my discomfort about how I behave and the fact that I need that support.
You don't need to, because would you believe that during my lifetime, a lot of people who don't have tics, who don't have tarot, them do some of the same thing.
That's true.
Yes, so don't think, because me as a person really think deep.
Yeah.
And what we're realizing is that a lot of people who don't have tarot, who don't have tics, them do even worse than what you do. And then them say sorry, and them say, oh, I didn't mean to do it. And then they go back and do the same thing.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That is understanding the difference between those people and you. And another thing is that, is to realize without somebody have to tell you, which you know me already, so somebody have to tell me, they will come and observe anybody around. Even the cat. But observe.
I noticed that the cat made it onto your touch diary.
Even the cat, because we just observe everybody. I know if you wake up and you don't I can't tell you whether you're in a good... Even talking to me on the phone,
we can
understand your voice not so right to me or whatever. That is how deep me is in, you know, to observe
people. You're really thoughtful and really attentive. And I think, Biscuit, I think sometimes when people say, oh, what makes a good carer, people would automatically think of things like patience and calmness and kindness. And of course, those things are good.
Yeah.
And those things are useful. Mm-hmm. But actually, the thing that, for me, makes someone a really good person to spend loads of time with and to provide care for me is someone who is thoughtful and attentive and able to think for themselves and able to challenge me if I'm doing something that isn't sensible.
So we all need this space where we don't even know why, but we need a space, special space where it's jungle. May you know, with different space, what space we need. Mm. So when you go in somebody's space, like your space, you have to give you space to make you feel comfortable within yourself.
Yeah, it's intimate being in someone's home, and it's intimate to accept someone into your home. One of the things that, because you've supported me for a long time and we know each other very well, and also I feel like, for me, I feel like that support goes in both directions in interesting ways, and we know each other.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, and you've done a lot for me in the same way, which and you're sure this love, because, you know, people talk about love and sometimes men say, well, what is this love? But you show me what is love.
Yeah, well, you show me what's love.
That you don't have to telling somebody, oh, I love you. That's not it. It's just me, like, you just really move. That's me, can really trust you.
Yeah.
And like to move, that's you trust me.
And having you, when you're in my home, it feels more like my home when you're in it than when you're not. And okay. I think that you bring a laughter and an energy and a love to my home that I really value. And some of that is because you support me and care for me in a way that isn't clinical. It's not like this is... Yeah. You take care of the sort of medical requirements, but you do so much more than that. Taking time, say, to think about touch in this way feels important, because it is something that is a big part of my life and is a big part of your life that's easy not to give time to. And if we don't give time to things, then we don't learn.
Yeah. And you know what? This brings back a memory to me, and I never ever realized it. I always remember, I don't want to go into big detail, but I remember one time, maybe I was about 9, 10, and my mom gave me a hug, and I never forget it. Because she never, after, when we small, when she, me alone, not that I'm jealous of me, because I love my brother and my sister, but you know, children, after she start having children, that affection gone so far, because me becomes the mother. So she never give me no form of affection. She mostly abused me. But that hug she give me is like, and there was a second hug when, I think it was when my brother died. And she was in the camera, and I never get on for too long. And when my brother died, she come out and I went down there and she hugged me. And those two hugs coming like the world to me until now. So now that you really bring me forward for really realize a touch. Is that I realize it long time how important it is, but never as deep as what you let me know. So now we will be thinking about what it's always been a person we don't like some people. But you have some people at Jamaica, them talking to you, them have them and all over you.
Yeah.
And people like that, me keep far from them because me keep after moving them. So, you know, it really bring me to realize how important that touch is. But I tell you, I never forgot those two hugs. It's like she never hugged me all my life. Those two hugs.
Yeah.
I can never forget how I feel. You know what I mean?
Thank you for all the care that you give to me. Yeah. And thank you for being up for this chat.
Thank you too, because we learned so much. And the love you show me and, you know, you teach me if you have more faith with the human race. You know what I mean? Because sometimes I really like me losing. So now, you know, working with you, I really, really get into myself better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shall we end with a cuddle?
Yes. Yes. Lovely. Love you, Jess.
I love you, Joyce. Mm-hmm.